Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Milwaukee Brewers and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, John Briggs. Batting second. The right fielder, Bob Coluccio. Batting third. The center fielder, Dave May. Batting fourth. The first baseman, George Scott. Batting fifth. The catcher, Darryl Porter. Batting sixth. The DH, Ollie Brown. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Tim Johnson. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Bob Hisa. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Pedro Garcia. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Jim Slayton. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Buddy Bell. Batting second. The DH, Oscar Gamble. Batting third. The first baseman, Chris Chambliss. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Charlie Spikes. Batting fifth. The center fielder, George Hendrick. Batting sixth. The right fielder, John Lowenstein. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Jack Broemer. Batting eighth. The catcher, Alan Ashby. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Frank Duffy. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Dick Bossman. And now, play ball. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Broemer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Coluccio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coluccio hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hisa fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble hits a fly ball into center field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Darryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter takes first base on ball 4. Ollie Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Tim Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Bob Hisa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Johnson moves to second. Bob Hisa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hisa is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick hits a line drive into left field. Briggs picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Briggs. Hendrick moves to second. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hendrick scores. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Indians. Jack Brohmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brohmer hits a fly ball into center field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alan Ashby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garcia fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy hits a fly ball into center field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Pedro Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Brewers, 1, Indians, 1. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs is 0-for-1 in the game. Briggs hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Coluccio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coluccio is 0-for-1 in the game. Coluccio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Briggs moves to second. One out. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. May is walked intentionally. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0-for-1 in the game. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-1 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Heisa fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble is 0-for-1 in the game. Gamble hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Briggs. Gamble reaches second base with a double. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Chambliss takes first base on ball 4. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes is 0-for-1 in the game. Spikes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson fields it and throws to second for the out. Gamble moves to third. Two outs. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hendrick strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Indians 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Porter hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Brewers. Ollie Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-1 in the game. Brown is called out on strikes. One out. Tim Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bob Heisa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heisa is 0-for-1 in the game. Heisa hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bossman fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lowenstein hits a fly ball into center field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Brohmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brohmer is 0-for-1 in the game. Brohmer hits a fly ball into center field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Alan Ashby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashby is 0-for-1 in the game. Ashby hits a fly ball into center field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Indians 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Pedro Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Garcia hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brohmer misplays the ball. That's an error on Brohmer. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Briggs hits a fly ball into center field. Hendrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Coluccio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coluccio is 0-for-2 in the game. Coluccio hits a line drive towards short. Duffy reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. May hits a fly ball into right field. Lowenstein settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 0-for-1 in the game. Duffy takes first base on ball 4. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Duffy. The throw from Porter and he is out, Garcia applying the tag. One out. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-2 in the game. Bell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Garcia settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Gamble hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Brewers, 2, Indians, 2. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Chambliss hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scott scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Chambliss for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Indians 2. The Brewers will come to bat. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0-for-2 in the game. Scott hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards first. Chambliss fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Ollie Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-2 in the game. Brown hits a pop-up towards third. Bell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tim Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Chambliss scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Johnson for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes is 0 for 2 in the game. Spikes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Heisa fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hendrick hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Scott settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lowenstein hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garcia scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Indians 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Bob Heisa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heisa is 0 for 2 in the game. Heisa hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pedro Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Garcia bunts towards first. Chambliss scoops it up and throws to first, with Brohmer covering, for the out. Heisa moves to second. One out. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Briggs is walked intentionally. Bob Coluccio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coluccio is 0 for 3 in the game. Coluccio hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 5-2, Brewers. Ken Sanders now pitching. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. May hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brohmer misplays the ball. That's an error on Brohmer. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes May. The throw from Ashby and he is safe. May steals second. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Scott strikes out. Two outs. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Porter is walked intentionally. Ollie Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 3 in the game. Brown takes first base on ball 4. May moves to third. Porter moves to second. Tim Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 3 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brohmer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Jack Brohmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brohmer is 0 for 2 in the game. Brohmer hits a fly ball into center field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alan Ashby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashby is 0 for 2 in the game. Ashby hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Porter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Duffy hits a pop-up towards short. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the Indians 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Bob Heisa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heisa is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Heisa hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brohmer scoops it up and throws to first, with Sanders covering, for the out. One out. Pedro Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Garcia hits a fly ball into center field. Hendrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Briggs hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Broemer fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bob Coluccio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coluccio is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Coluccio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-3 in the game. Bell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Briggs. Bell reaches second base with a double. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got one RBI. Gamble hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 5-4, Brewers. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Chambliss hits a fly ball into center field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes is 0-for-3 in the game. Spikes takes first base on ball 4. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hendrick strikes out. Two outs. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lowenstein hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Briggs, who is chasing the ball. Lowenstein reaches third base with a triple. Spikes goes all the way around to score. It's Brewers, 5, Indians, 5. Chris Short now pitching. John Ellis pinch hits for Jack Broemer. John Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis is walked intentionally. Walt Williams pinch hits for Alan Ashby. Eduardo Rodriguez now pitching. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards third. Heisa fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the Indians 5. The Brewers will come to bat. John Ellis now catching. Tom Ragland now playing second base. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. May hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Ragland settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sanders fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Darryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and two walks. He's got one RBI. Porter takes first base on ball 4. Ollie Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Brown hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Bell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the Indians 5. The Indians will come to bat. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Duffy is hit by the pitch. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Duffy. The throw from Porter and he is safe. Duffy steals second. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Bell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Duffy moves to third. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble is 3 for 4 in the game, with a double and 2 home runs. He's got 3 RBIs. Gamble is walked intentionally. Bell moves to second. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Chambliss hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson misplays the ball. That's an error on Johnson. Duffy scores. Bell moves to third. Gamble moves to second. That run is unearned. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 6, and Milwaukee Brewers, 5. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.